No doubt. Perhaps Gerd himself the rest. I've heard of that, and left just enough to witness what you'd suffered. As the code says, scars prove the battle, as sweat proves effort. But with your permission, I would pray healing for the rest, and restore your strength. I dare say none will question your experience now.
Pox nodded.
Thank you, Marshal. I cannot... No. You have done all you can. The gifts bring power, but consume the user as well. That mark on your forehead.
Pox grimaced.
Liart's brand. I know.
She remembered too clearly the shape of that brand. They had shown her in a mirror the charred design.
That's not what I see. Have you looked? No, how could you? But here.
He handed her a polished mirror. Pox took it gingerly. Her bald head, patched with scrapes and cuts, looked as ridiculous as she'd thought. Bone white, between the red and purple welts, smeared now with greenish ointment, and bristling with pale stubble, where her hair was coming back. Beneath, her tanned face hardly seemed to belong to it, but the mark on her forehead was no longer the black-horned circle of Liart. Instead, a pale circle gleamed like silver. She nearly dropped the mirror, and stared at Marshal Torin. It can't!
Whatever happened, Poxenarian, the High Lord and Gerd approved. I have heard of such things. Such honors are not lightly won. It is no wonder you are still worn by your trials.
She told him then what Arvid had said. Rumor, panic, wild tales told by thieves, and unreliable. But if the brand could change like that, and deep burns disappear, what might the truth be?
Marshal Torin nodded, eyes alight.
Yes,
he said when she stopped.
The gods always have more than one purpose. Certainly you were sent to save more than a king, and from that dark warren, Gerd will gain many a yeoman, many a one who knows that fear is not the only power. Well done, Paladin of Gerd. Well done.
After eating, Pox managed to stumble down the passage to one of the guest chambers. She was asleep, almost before the marshal covered her with blankets. When she woke, she knew at once that her injuries were healed. She could breathe without pain. The lump on her head was gone, though she could feel uneven ridges of painless scar where cuts and burns had been. She scratched the bottom of one foot with the other. Those burns were gone. She looked, scars to witness her ordeal, but nothing left of the weakness and pain. And a clear call to follow. She had not finished this quest yet. As she threw the covers aside and sat up, the marshal tapped on her door.
Poxenarian?
Yes, I'm awake.
He looked in. I would let you sleep longer, but that horse of yours is kicking the door.
Gerd's arm, I forgot him.
He's all right. I fed him after you fell asleep, but he's decided he needs to see you, I suppose. I told him I don't eat paladins, but...
How long did I sleep?
It's still dark, but morning.
Pox had followed him along the passage, still in the robe she'd slept in. She could hear the steady thumps of the red horse's hoof. The marshal opened the door, and the horse poked his head into the room.
You, said Pox.
The horse snorted. I'm all right, I'm getting up. I'll eat before I ride, though. The horse snorted again.
And so should you, said Pox severely. You could have let me sleep till daylight.
The horse leaned into the room, and Pox held out her hand for a nuzzle.
Go on out now, it's cold. I won't be long.
The horse withdrew, and the marshal closed the door.
I thought I bolted the door to the stable, he said.
I'm sure they bolted the stable door in Varela, said Pox. That horse goes.